So we're holding here in the Gemara Saita, where it says there was a the general flow of the Gemara had to do with Gasas Ruach and Gaiva and stuff like that, and then there's this all of a sudden it barges in with HS Ish. It says My Yad Li Yad Lo Yinoke. It says in the pasuk Yad Li Yad Lo Yinoke. Omar Rav Kolabal HS Ish. Even if the person gave a Kodesh Baruch Hu Shemayim Vorets like Avraham Avinu, Dechsib Erem Mois Yodel Hashem Kelol Yoyin Koyne Shemayim Vorets Lo Yenok Medina Shal Gehenim. So Koshel Ludvei Epshila Hay Yad Le Yad Yedei Meboyle Ela Omra Epshila Filu Kibble Teire Kemoyshe. So hello? Yes, so he says the afilu kibul Torah k'moish Rabbeinu, dechsiv be mimina yishlas lomer l'nakir negehenem. So the Beis Shilu says that even if he got, in other words, the first mandiyama said the first mandiyama was he gave a Kodesh Baruch Hu something, and he says over here that it means he received from a Kodesh Baruch Hu, which is going on Moish Rabbeinu and Torah. So that's the change over here in the nusach. So the Gemara says, "Kosh Rabbi Yochanan, high yad li yad yad mi yad mi boyle." So what's yad li yad? Rabbi Yochanan, I feel oisit stoker beseiser. Chsib be matan seiser yich fe afeshechad bechek chama azo lo yinokedin ekshalhenem. So we have three members over here that deal with somebody who's Baal HS Ish, and even if the person did such wonderful, wonderful things, he's not going to be Yinok Medina Shal Gehenim. So first of all, there's a bit of a technical issue here. What is the Girsa in the Gemara? Rashi says the pasuk is talking about gasas ruach, and therefore it's the right girsa, and b'meila that's how he's goyris in all three. So it doesn't really change all that much. Basically, what it's telling us is that even a person who does wonderful things, if he has gasa ruach, he's not going to be yinoke from Dinah Shel Gehenim. I want to add one point that might support that girsa. It's very, very hard to understand how, if we're talking about Eishes Ish, the Gemara needs to give me any chiddush. We know that a person is not does not become potter from any averis because of any mitzvahs. Gemara says mitzvah is not mechaba avera. So a person can do 1,000 wonderful things. You pay for every avera. So there's no real chiddush in telling me that, you know, even if a person comes to Ish, even if he sits and learns all day long, and even if he's makta shayim varetz, and even if he does tzedakah, then he's not going to be yinokei din Shel Gehenim. Of course not. And if a person, let's not get carried away. And if it's not a HS Ish is the problem, but if the problem is that the person is eating something not kosher, you know, let's take some small of it. It doesn't make a difference. We don't cancel mitzvahs. It's pashut. So the Gemara would not have to go to something as grand as HS Ish and then say lo yinokei. Gasas Ruach, on the other hand, you know, it's bad, it's terrible, but it's not an avera per se. It's a hanhaga ra. It's not a good hanhaga, and therefore, one would think that if this person is a master Talmud Chacham, he's a master Baal Tzedakah, he's a great person of Avod Hashem. So I would think that we're talking about a character trait, not talking about specific ma'aseh avera. So that I hear already would be a chiddush and it makes sense. So that's a point that would support Rashi over here. I have a way of possibly answering the gears that we have, which are stuck in our Gemara, even though Rashi is not goyusit, and the Mashab is not goyusit. But al kaponim, the Gemara just got had said before, and we spoke about it, that somebody who is kol shayish begasa ruach lefseif nichshal beishes ish. So, since somebody has gasa ruach is nichshal ish, this could be a sort of segueing from there. It would mean the eishes ish of a gasa ruach or something like that. That's a possibility of answering pshat over here, so that it fits at least into general sense of what the Gemara is talking about. Let's take a look at the Maral over here. What he says. If the first piece in a nitzam dinah shel gehenim. So the Maral is geiris, this piece over here. He is geiris on the. I know. One second. Sorry. On Amud Bey, it's the next page in the Maral. Afel hikra kadosh baruch hu shemayim v'aretz. Kvar bi'arnu ki gehenim hu inyan hede. Vu hefech hametzias. V'nikas sh'oil v'avadan. V'roi lovo shem achoytim bal chisorin ba'atzam mikorach achet. Ka chisorin hu ahede. V'roi lebal chet li gehenim shu hede hametzias. V'dvorim elu ein kan mikoymam. So the first thing is, so the Maral is clear, is also Geiris Gas Ruach, but let's talk over here about the point that he's making. This is a Yisoid that the Maral says in many places about Gehenim being identical to Heder, and let's talk about it. The Rambam says that there's only one Einish, and that's Karis. It's very, very problematic to understand that in Pshat. In many ways, it's like double or nothing. So answering the Rambam is not easy, what he means, but certainly mitzad the teichen advarim, let's understand it. At the bottom line, the Bria boils down to one thing, HaKadosh Baruch Hu and existence. The alternative is non-existence. So let's give an example. I guess that we could visualize it. If a person is looking at a picture and he says, this is a picture of a person, this is a picture of a person missing something, this is a picture of a person missing a lot of things. If I'm looking at a computer screen and the computer screen is kind of showing its age, so to speak, I will say, there are pixels burnt out here, 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 and here. At the end of the day, every element of the picture is a pixel where the choices are either the pixel is lit or it's not lit. Any variation is due to some sort of combination of being of a light shining out or not shining out. It's true even about a picture and true about everything else, but it's sort of the way we relate to things. We relate to, so if I see a real tree in my backyard missing a branch, I say, here's a tree missing a branch. If I see it on a computer screen missing a branch, then what I see is, it's not functioning, the pixels there are not lit up. There is no real variety in the Bria, because at the shoresh of it, either HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving existence to something or not giving existence. The two choices are mitzias and heder. But since the Bria is so complex and there's so many different points, that we actually see a sort of an analog picture. We see somebody who's missing some parnasa. We see somebody who's missing some health. We see somebody who has a lot of this. We see somebody who has little of it. We do see things as a picture, but the reason why we see it like that is because they are it's each little element, either there's a ha'ar of HaKadosh Baruch Hu or there is no ha'ar of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's really what the Maramchal speaks about this endlessly in Das Tevunas. His point is this formulation allows you to understand that there is no ra in the Bria as a positive act of Hashem. Hashem doesn't bring ra to you. He simply removes the hashgacha from you. So if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not giving you existence, you no longer exist. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not giving you life, you no longer live. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not giving you X, Y, or Z, whatever it is, it just is not there. So whenever we speak about not Gehenim in terms of a punishment that will sort of help you get back to your feet, whenever you're speaking about a matziv of lack of something, I would guess possibly even Gehenim would give you, in the sense of being a place that rectifies things, it would be something that would give you for some time a taste of what is a lack of something or other. So Gehenim and Heder, and in other words, Ra means it being cut off from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore, I've heard from Rabbi Shapiro many, many times, said over, the word Tov is like Hatovas Haneris, which means allowing the oil to flow freely. It's a Hemshech of Elikus. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is being Mashpia. And Ra is like Teroyim Beroyim B'Shevet Barzel. It means to break, to crack, to cut off. So when we have a piece that is cut off and broken from something, that's called Ra. So Ra and Toiv are both, they are either the extension of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Mamshech Hashpa, or HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Monea. So that's what he says over here. Gehenim is Heder, v'hefech ha-metzius, v'roi lovei shama choytim, ba'alach yisorim ba'atzak ha-chet. So Gehenim is certainly appropriate for someone who is a Baal Chet. Now, how does it apply here? For Dvorim Eilin Kamkoim, u'bala gaiva roi lovei heder. Someone who's a Baal Gaiva is especially worthy of this heder. Why? So he says, So any type, the Gemara says that in Treifus, that if an animal has more organs than it's supposed to have, if it has 5 feet instead of 4 feet, I look at it as lacking something. In other words, an extra is really as much treif as lacking something. Meaning as follows, and for different reasons we can understand it. One is the things are supposed to be a balance in the Bria. In other words, imagine a person suffers from high blood pressure. So we go to a doctor, and the doctor says, oh, that's terrible, it's very, very dangerous, and you must take these medications. And then, you know, I'm administering medication, I come back after a week, and the doctor says, how's it going? He says, fantastic, we've got his blood pressure down to zero. So you understand, if you get blood pressure down to zero, the guy is dead. It's true the other way around. If his blood pressure is very low and he's dying and you're able to boost it, if you get it past a certain point, he will bleed to death and so on. There is nothing that you can say is more than good. More than good takes away. There's an old Chassidish joke that somebody once said that his Rebbe said that this and this year Mashiach is coming, then in the present year, because the year is the gematria of Mashiach, or whatever, vice versa. So someone asked the Chassid, is that really right? Is that the gematria? He says, haha, it's the gematria with plenty to spare. In other words, having more, anything whose essence is a balance, having more is destructive. So gaiva means the person's personality and sense of self is overinflated, and that alone is enough to say that the person himself is lacking a metzias. There's another way to go with it and understand it, and it's as follows. Let's take it in a similar and analogous situation. Imagine somebody is he's a student, and when he gets a good grade, or he comes home, you know, and telling his parents that, you know, I asked a great question today, and my Rebbe said I'm fantastic or wonderful or whatever it is, he gets very, very positive feedback. Okay. Now, so what he starts doing is he starts making up things and saying things like that. If a person does that, then it becomes counterproductive, because then even his real achievements feel hollow. In other words, if the person begins to look at virtual reality as reality, then reality also becomes virtual. It becomes as satisfying, this reality becomes as satisfying as that reality. And therefore, it's lacking. In other words, a Balgaiva especially, a Balgaiva takes up more place and expects more, he sees more self than is really there. And therefore, that is emptiness. And heder is roy for that person, because it falls on the kayasik and natal dummy. The kachama filu kama avram shikna kashpa shayim varetz v'ish kzev ika metziyus kashim lakashpa metziyus k'loher nim tsoim kodim avram nechshav nikum kashayim chas hashem pal oylam oy mesalkim lam shmaim lakach omru chazal biborim shal avram nivra oylam shim loy avram le nivra oylam shim loy avram shim lakashpa chal oylam mahoy nechshav oylam Vaidom was Shnei Alofim Toyu Shnechshav at Avram HaKol Toyu Bulti Metziyus Ache Ba Avram V'him Lakash Baruch Olamai V'yeshcha Lahovna Dvorim K'Avram Was Cholos HaMetziyus Shol Shehim Lakash Baruch Olamai V'amashim Kol Zin Itzum Dinesh Agenim V'hua Hede Mitzad Kebal Gai V'ra Agenim Itam Shman Lamala. So he says like this. The Chiddush over here, Yafil K'Avram, is as follows. The world, when HaKash Baruch Hu created it, looked and appeared to be to stand on its own. The word bria means it's cut off, meaning it stands on its own. It's own metzias. HaKadosh Baruch Hu ki'ilu maybe made the world, but the world stands on its own and is its own metzias. When a person is mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu and he gives the world back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then he's giving the world real metzias. In a certain sense, it's almost the opposite of the process we described before. So when a person gets up and he's makne to Shemayim, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to Lakim Shemayim V'aretz, that is giving back existence to the world, and that's making him worthy of existence, very much so. Still, if the person on a personal level is a Balgaiva, then it means he may perceive the world like that, and he may be able to see that as being emes, but as soon as he himself is involved in it, he's menatik it from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he puts himself into it. If everything is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's and so on, so there's no mokum for a sense of self in the Gaivitic way, and therefore the person, so even if he's maisim toma like Avram, he still would suffer that penalty. I want to add just an observation. If you look at the three things over here, Avram, Moshe Rabbeinu, and the giving tzedakah b'seisa, l'churitz k'neged Torah avoiding mils chasadim, giving up HaKadosh Baruch Hu everything. Koyin Eshvayim V'aretz is a form of avoda. When you give when you bring karbanis, you give up everything HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's avoda. Moshe Rabbeinu is Torah. That's obvious, and giving, you know, tzedakah is obviously chesed. I mean, it's pashut. So even though these three things are pillars of the world, and pillars of the world meaning that they give the world existence, but lemaisa, it's something which becomes empty if the person himself is a Balgaiva. There's something about his intellectual awareness and his personal awareness that just not matching. That's one. Two. I feel like kibble term yosha kach broke my shit. Meral says, Gam dove zebor, kimashe kibble shavin shom at Torah, hu ika metzias, hu kvar bi arnu ze, ve hu masha omer peg chelek le ivra alma ala moisha, kirisa hasam. Ve omer lama hoisiv hebi yom ashishi loyma shakal maise breishish loyim vaimdim at shishi vesivan, im kabi sol at Torah muta vim lav arsa kol Torah voyu, vad vorm elu nisparum im kremis harbi moit. The Amash, I feel a kibla term Yoshka Sproch, who was a ikemetzis olam. Okay, so Torah is called the Ikar Metzias Olam, and therefore, even by Torah, it's also like that. And then he brings the Girsa from Rashi that we're talking about, our Girsa versus Rashi's Girsa. And then he says the point we made before, that, you know, once we say that Eishes Ish is something that's part of what a Gas Ruach is, then it becomes one and the same. I want to add one more point over here about the three different, let's first finish the next piece and then we'll go back to something. Afilu Noisin Stoka Besesa Da. Kimasha Oma Kosim Matin Besesa Yichfa'af. It says if you give tzedakah quietly hidden, it covers up anger. Or tzoloima kinesinas at tzedakah b'seisa hu koyfe v'koyvish es ha'af shu ra. Umashen tzinas at tzedakah b'seisa wa toiva gomu, v'zeh ki at tzedakah wa toiv shoyis lo oni. V'kashu b'seisa loy lezgad lo yispar, hat tzedakah hi toiv v'bli shum chinas ro'a legamri. V'in sofik at toiv v'ro'a le metzius. So, let's first describe what he's saying over here. He's saying, you know, anytime a person does mitzvahs, they are, it's very nice to do it b'tzina. If a person makes a big to-do about his, shaking a little Vanessa, he makes a big production, a person makes a big production about his Talzin film, and anything you make a big production out of leaves a bad taste. So no question that tznius is something nice for everything. But in Chesed, Matan says it's especially like that. Because shaking a lulav and esrig is a mitzvah because whatever. Doing it b'tznius is a midah, is a milah toivah of tznius, and doing it b'fahesi is a chisorin of gaiva, covered, whatever you want to call it. In Gemilas Chesed, in Tzedakah, the core of it is goodness. The core of it is reaching out and being good to the other person. If that becomes something other than that, then there's a problem, because it's so in other things like Beradon Makom, especially the Ikar Mitzvah is the Maisa, and the way you do it speaks to other areas, to your Shemayim, to your Avos Hashem, and so on. But in Tzedakah and in Toiv and in Chesed, those things are meant to be acts of goodness. If instead they're acts of self-aggrandizement, then they're not acts of goodness by definition. The Maisat Tzedakah is more, it's meant to be an expression of kindness as opposed to just a Maisa in its own right. So he says, and again, Tov is something that is identical to Metzius, like we said before. So Tov is identical to existence, to things that have existence, and therefore a person who's osek in tov should be somebody who is who has mitzias and so on. But vafilakim bal gaivo bal eshesish in a nitzal midin shlagehenim ve yesh oid bezedav muflok. That's so. Those are three explanations for over here. He adds another point about matan tzaka b'seisa ki mishem hashpia tzaka b'seisa. He says there's another knach over here about the difference between giving besesa and not giving besesa. He said anything that's pnimius is be'etzem mufka from ra. It's not getting mashal by tumah and other things. So if a person's chesed and tzedakah is on the inside, that never has a shaychus with anything outside, and it's b'meila charoin af. All these things are outward expressions. This person lives on an inner world, and therefore is not affected by it. I want to go back to another nekuda. We said there are three things over here that give a person mitzias, Torah, avodah, milas chasadim. I want to try to explain the different aspects of how that happens. In other words, when the world is cut off from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when the world senses itself as being on its own and cut off from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it wilts. It has no existence. It's like somebody being cut off from oxygen. It does not exist. When something is connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's when it has its mitzias and so on. Torah Avodah Chasadim, each one speaks to a different element of where a person might see himself as being independent, and addresses, let's say, another nekuda along those lines. A person is the first is in the world of machshava. In other words, a person can say to himself, God does things. God made things. Everything that's in the world is Hashem's. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made me. HaKadosh Baruch Hu can take me away anytime, and so on. HaKadosh Baruch Hu can stymie my efforts to do something, and I could possibly do something or not do something based on HaKadosh Baruch Hu's ratzon. And a person is quite willing to be mode at that. But a person will say, but what I think and I understand and I know, that's me. And that's really me. And yes, HaKadosh Baruch Hu could chas v'sholom, stop a person's brain. But at the end of the day, when I think, therefore I am. I think, therefore I am is a statement of existence. And what it means is, practically, if I think it's wrong, then it's wrong. And if I think it's right, it's right. That's our strongest sense of self. To be able to say, I don't understand what, but it says in the Torah, and it's clear to me that's the halacha, and therefore it's right, is an extraordinary act of being mechaber, seichel and das, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And it's making the following statement: my seichel and das are only correct in as much as they're refereeing HaKadosh Baruch Hu's machshavos, amitios. So when a person is learning pshat in a pasuk, he's learning Torah, he's learning pshat in a chazal, figuring out a halacha, the person is engaged in an activity that's giving him that. When a person is not, when a person makes comments, like a comment today, like God was wrong on this one, then the person is made a statement that my thoughts, my ideas are valid on their own, my sense of things. So that's cutting yourself off in a most pleimistic way, and that is in the olam machshava. On a lower madrega, next madrega, the sense of possessiveness, the sense of wanting to have, the sense of being reluctant to give up, is a person's emotional strata. And to give, when a person gives a karban to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the sense is giving up, giving you what is really yours. Like David HaMelech says and said in the pasuk, I gave to you everything. In other words, the giving to you is a recognition that it is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's. And I spoke about Vayikra, it says, Adi Yaakov Mikem. The first thing the pasuk speaks about is not to give gzela. So yes, gzela is a problem, but what about a nirva? What about a vodazara? I mean, why do you start off, Adi Yaakov Mikem? And I think the pshat is because this goes to the heart of what a karm is. A karm is giving up mine, the sense of mine to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If I take somebody else's and give it up, Then I haven't addressed the core of a carbon. If I bring a Kaddish Baruch Hu carbon that has a problem of being nirva, where somebody uses it for arayas, So it's a pgam. But it hasn't contravened the content of a carbon. This has contravened the very content of a carbon. So avoda is an area where a person offers up his emotional sense of possession, which is sense of self. And finally, in chesed, in activities, I can never give a Kadosh Baruch Hu objects. When I give a Kadosh Baruch Hu an object like a carbon, it's the emotional area. I recognize I'm not giving a Kadosh Baruch Hu meat. I'm giving him my sacrifice. But giving another person things, I give money to someone else, I give food to somebody else, whatever it is. So there, I'm taking objects in this world and making a statement. I'm just a gabber, and I need to figure out who I'm supposed to give it to. I'm a gabber, and the instructions are not quite clear. But it's being mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu on the maisim, on the world of asiyah. So on three strata we exist: on the strata of intellectual cognizance, on the strata of emotional attachment, and on the strata of physical objects. And Torah is the one that makes me give up my sense of self in on the intellectual level. Avoda is the emotional level, and Chesed is at last level. So those are three things that one would think naturally give me existence, because they're covering Hashem Baruch Hu. If a person is a gas ruach b'chol zot, then it means that the person, something there is missing. Something is awry, and the person is not really b'lev shalom doing what he has to do. Okay, any questions? Okay, so Mr. Shem, yes, what?
To tackle God, you can't take it straight on. It's something which is higher than the seichel. Would that be correct?
I'm sorry, what? I didn't hear the first part.
To tackle God, but to actually work on it,
yes.
You can't work on it directly. He doesn't give any answers how to actually do it. This is just
that's true. Yes. I guess it's a reflection. I think the best way of I guess if a person reflects that whatever he has, there was somebody, I guess I'll quote somebody who I was a great admirer of, who was killed young, as Reb Moshe Tversky Zechayin Levracha. I don't know if you know him. I don't know who here. He was a neighbor of mine, and I thought in my of the people I knew my age, I didn't know anybody of a bigger person than him. His everything about his ruchnius was just at this world, in a different world, different league. His knowledge of Torah, his tzitkus, his precious, his heroes. He was an incredible person, but. His son made some comment to him once, or asked him something. I mean, he would, you know, he could learn a whole night and then Shabbos afternoon walk to hear Reb Tzvi Meyer in over there. And I mean, his limits were kind of, he had very few limits. And I think his son made some comment, and he told him, "This is what Kadosh Baruch Hu endowed me with. I have the ability to do X, Y, and Z." It's like the guy who dropped the atom bomb on Hiroshima. He didn't win the war because he won the war. It's because he had the atom bomb to drop. He could have been given the plane with the leaflets to drop that the people should surrender. He could have been the guy who had the plane to drop rice to the people starving in China. It makes no difference. At the end of the day, anything that I have is an endowment to use. So, and if a person really thinks about it, if I'm smart, it's because Kadosh Baruch Hu gave me brains, and he said, this is your tafkid. So if I use it, then the feeling that it's me rather than it's mine, and I'm a gizber, is a big difference in every way possible. And I at the bottom, at the end of the day, another doesn't mean where the person thinks, is somehow fools and thinks less of himself. Let's say a person pulls 100 in every test. So what should he think? That he doesn't? But the person should say, so what? Kadosh Baruch Hu gave me this brain, and I'm capable of doing this with it. What else am I supposed to do with it? What am I supposed to do with it? I've been charged with something. No one owes me anything more than it, because I was given you have 100 pilots lined up on the, to take off, and each one has his thing. and he always has to measure himself in, did I follow instructions? Did I give it all I had? Did I try hard? Anything else? The problem is we tend to take credit for the accomplishment when the starting material that was given is given to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's what it's given for. So of course you have a brain that get 100 every test, so you've been sent to get hundreds on the tests and to pass them or whatever it is. So it's a thinking about it where first things also this is Chovos Adam Bolomo. You know, everything that I've accomplished is because I was given something, an ability, a talent, an asset, circumstances, and so on. And that's a more genuine way of it. Okay.
Rabbi Lubyansky, can we cancel next week? I'm not out of the country. I'll be flying back, so we'll do 2 weeks' time.
Canceling next week is easier than doing 2 weeks. Let me just get a sense. Next week I'll be here. In 2 weeks, I will be... let me just get a sense of time over here. Next week is Parshas. So in 2 weeks, I'm not going to be here. In 3 weeks, I'll be here, Mr. Shem. Before Shavuos, I will be here then. So that I can, you know. So we'll cancel next week, and in 2 weeks, I'm not going to be here. We're doing a fundraiser in Los Angeles, in Mitzvah Shem, so for Yeshiva. So we'll leave it 3 weeks from today.
Okay.
Okay. Good Shabbos. Bye.